Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Speakeasy Marketing Roundtable. My name is Dave Charest. I am content manager here at Constant Contact, and welcome to part two of our discussion on 2013 marketing predictions. Wah, wah, wah. Once again, joining me are...
Kristen Curtis. I'm a social media specialist, and my beer is almost gone.
Aww.
I'm Danielle, and I'm a social media specialist as well.
I'm going to deem this the sound effect episode.
Great.
I'm Eric Ayotte, social media manager.
Azure Collier, social media education developer.
I'll stop.
And Mark Healy, social media specialist.
So last time we were talking about our part one of our social media or marketing predictions for 2013. So let's pick up kind of where we left off and start with Ms. Azure Collier. What are your predictions for 2013?
We kind of talked about this a little bit on the last episode, but I think visual is you know going to increase this year with Pinterest and with Instagram. And I think it's just because these two platforms are just so easy.
Yeah.
You know, it's either with Pinterest sharing somebody else's content or just sharing it from your own website. Mm-hmm. It's just easy to do. And with Instagram, everybody's got a phone and you just upload it, edit it quickly, and you're done. So
And on that, actually, YouTube has now made it easier to create a video and share it using your mobile device.
Yeah.
So
it's a YouTube Capture or something, right?
I think that's what it's called. But, you know, the fact of the matter is YouTube is actually a really great marketing tool, and a lot of people do not use it because it does take a little bit of time when you're thinking, when you're thinking about, you know, having to videotape it and edit it and all this stuff, and it just makes it so much easier to use the mobile device. And on top of that, you can also use Google Hangouts and record them and have them on your Google Plus.
Well, bam! Well, I think that's actually really interesting. I think this is probably the year that we're going to see a lot of these networks really start to make things like super easy, like stupid easy. Like,
and I think the tools have improved too.
Yeah.
I just upgraded to the 4S last week. I know I'm behind on the 5.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just noticed that
Get
just
out.
One step above, the photos were way crisper than
I mean, well, the pixels on those, but I mean, I think also too, what we're seeing is the elimination of kind of a middleman, right? You kind of like how we saw the elimination of a middleman with the emergence of social media. We're seeing it with our devices now. I mean, it used to be if you recorded a video, you'd have to connect it to your computer or you'd have to upload. Like, you'd have to do this kind of extra step. And now with, like, things like YouTube Capture or whatever, is that, like, you're actually going straight to YouTube. You don't have to do, like, an extra step. And that also shares it to your social networks as well, too. So we're really seeing a much tighter and easier integration with getting things kind of out there, you know, and you can do the editing right on your phone now. It's like,
well, that's the whole, I think, if you've read any of the predictions out there on the internets about 2013, there's been a lot of talk about mobile, and I feel like the industry or a lot of these things have been really unclear as to what mobile is. I keep hearing, oh, mobile's gonna be big and mobile's gonna increase, and like, the hell do they mean just by mobile? There's a lot of different things. And I think one of the parts of that is what you just touched on, Dave, is that continuity of experience, that like anything that, or almost anything that you can do on a desktop, you can do at least part of via your mobile device. Some of the essentials, like uploading a video or, you know, doing some light photo editing.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you have, like, businesses that have, say, you know, a desktop application, making sure that their mobile application, this experience is similar so that when people use them, you know, they go from their mobile device to their desktop, to their laptop, whatever it is.
Yeah, everything's kind of interchangeable.
You know, people are using multiple devices in one day or multiple devices at a time. So if the experience or like the different steps between using products are dramatically different between the two, people get really confused.
Yeah.
So I think as far as mobile goes, continuity is going to be a big factor in that.
I think ease of use is part of it too. You know, not everybody has to have their own app.
Right.
You don't have to have a fantastic mobile website. Just make it easy for me to find stuff
phone. Yeah, just to kind of jump on that kind of idea, because my prediction is that, like, really that, like, this is the year that all businesses, small, big, whatever, really need to start thinking about being mobile-friendly. Right? I'm not talking about being mobile-optimized or making an app or doing these things, but just have a website or any type of thing that is going to make it easy for people to find you on mobile. Because there's nothing, I'm saying it now, there's nothing more frustrating than getting on your mobile device and trying to find someplace that you want to go to, someplace that you want to do something with, or I want to go spend money with you, basically. And I get to your website.
I want to give you money.
I have money in my hand, ready to hand it to you. And I get to your website because I'm using my phone or I'm using my iPad, and I can't like find the information I want. I can't, like, if you're a restaurant, I can't find your menu. Like, if I can find your menu on your website, it's in a PDF or it's in like,
right.
You
yeah.
break it up into like a million. Like, here's your lunch menu. Here's your dinner menu. Here's your snack menu. Here's your what my grandmother made last week. It's like, just let me see the damn menu. I want to know if I want to go to eat there. Like, you know,
yeah.
you know what I mean? It's like you make it so difficult for me to find that information. And like, if you're just looking at a website, you can tell now. Like, you can see these old websites that are just
yeah.
not made
well,
to be
you
viewed.
You can just upload your, I mean, update your Google Plus local page because
exactly.
that's easy and easy to find on a mobile device.
Just
yeah.
at least make sure you're updated on Yelp or
Yelp.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually
a
really
you.
Another important thing that I really wasn't even considering when I'm talking about mobile friendly is that, like, yeah, like, people are searching for you on these sites that you really need to make sure that your information is correct.
But
you're
even
going to
come
those
up.
Forms. Yeah.
And it doesn't take a lot.
Yeah.
To update.
Because who knows?
In fact,
because
you can sign up for single platform.
Oh yeah.
Well, I didn't
yeah.
mean it to be a plug, but it's actually a huge
yeah.
it's a huge problem. I mean, if you think about it, because you don't know where people are going to be looking for you. Because like, I may be in Foursquare, I may be in Yelp, I may
mm-hmm.
be on Google Plus Local. Like, who knows
yeah.
where I am? And if you're not there and the information is not correct, you're going to lose out on what possibly and potentially could have been. Four people come into your place to shop because I have a family that comes with me wherever I go. I'm never alone.
And your 8-year-old children have tons of money.
Exactly. But they have very
but
good
I think that's
they have very good eyes. They'll go, please, daddy. So, you know?
Does your wife do the same thing? No.
Sometimes.
You're like, actually, my wife holds the wallet. But I think that's actually an important point about. Immediacy and being able to capitalize on an opportunity,
yes.
and I think wherever you are,
real
and especially
time.
Yeah, real time. I mean, Nielsen is now including Twitter statistics in their TV ratings, and I think that's really telling. In that, you know, there's been a lot of talk about the second screen experience.
Yeah.
That people just
mm-hmm.
don't do one thing anymore,
mm-hmm.
and it's like when you there's just like this. People expect immediate gratification now, whether that's finding the answer to a question
yeah.
or being able to upload a video, and it's like if you're not offering the ability to do something now. We're like impatient, you know,
yep.
toddlers.
Yeah.
We just need
yeah.
it now. And if we don't get it now, then we're just going to, like, forget about it and go, like, I don't know.
Or yell
candy.
About you on Twitter.
Or yell about you on Twitter, right.
You can really just use your mobile for so much more with Square. Small businesses can use it
love
to
that.
Even do their finances, and other apps are coming out like that, as well as Deals. Our Save Local is mobile friendly too. So
yeah, that's actually exactly what I was just about to say is that
oh, yeah,
we well. Are such busy people. I know Danielle and I especially, like, if I can't find what I need on the mobile device, I give up and I'm not going. And Danielle and I have talked about that before where you're in that mindset at this point where everything is so easy and
yeah.
in your hands that if it's not there, well, then I'm going to go find someplace that is there.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean you need an app. It just means that I need to be able to find your information, whether it be your hours or your phone number or a menu if you're a restaurant, definitely. And it doesn't need to be gorgeous. It just needs to be available and
it just
quick.
Needs to be used. It needs to be mobile friendly. It just
mm-hmm.
needs to be that I can get the information that I need without having to, like, squint my eyes and really struggle, basically, is what it boils down to. Mr. Healy.
All right. So what I'm thinking is marketers will probably be using fewer social sites. You know, I think last year we probably harped about it a lot that, you know, you need to get out there and you need to try, you know, all the different social sites, you know,
mm-hmm.
see what works. And I think that this is the year where people are going to figure out what does work for them.
Yeah.
And I think that they're going to be, you know, they're going to, you know, focus on one or two main sites that really work for them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, you can always try the new sites that'll probably come out during the year. But I think, you know, there's only so much time in the day that I think at this point you got to know where you're strong and where you're weak. And I think you just got to focus on where you're strong.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be a great, like, wish of mine, I guess, for 2013 for just businesses everywhere is that they really take the time to not feel like they're playing catch-up and have to be everywhere and do everything, although maybe somewhat sounds like a contradiction to what I'm saying, but what I mean is that, like, focus on those things that really do work and expend your energy and not worry about, oh, crap, I'm not on Twitter, but I'm really doing well on Facebook, like, you know what I mean? Like, good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to do those things you're doing really well and then save some extra time to maybe experiment with some other things, but don't feel like, you know what, I have to be everywhere all the time
yeah.
and spread yourself too thin.
if you're a B2C, you might do really well on Pinterest, but not so well on LinkedIn. And the opposite is true for a B2B. So just recognize those situations.
And one thing I always say, too, is try to find the social network that really fits the personality of your business. You know, like, for example, you know, when I was kind of consulting and doing things on my own, like, Twitter fit my personality. I hated Facebook. I didn't do anything on Facebook. You know, and everybody's like, oh, do stuff on Facebook. But Twitter, the way that worked and the way I was interacting with people, that really served me well and made some great connections for myself and got, you know, got me more email subscribers, got me more, you know, people to download guides that I created. Like, that was the thing that really worked for me. It wasn't Facebook, you know?
And that's a great point, that every social channel isn't one size fits all.
Yeah, it has a different thing.
And the only thing worse than not doing something and not being in a place is being in a place and doing it poorly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm all for experiment, but if you come to a point where you're just like, this is not working for me, don't be afraid to just
shut it down.
There's probably another step to the equation and equation here, and I hope that people start to really recognize that, is that it's not necessarily really about the tool or the platform, but it's about the relationships that you're building. And the relationships you're building across those networks, because that's the kind of deciding factor on whether or not somebody is going to take action on the things you want them to take action on. It's that connection. It's that relationship that you have. So really focus on building those first, because that's the essence no matter where you go. And if you're not building those relationships, then it doesn't matter. If you're on Facebook or if you're on Twitter, if you don't have any relationships with anybody, it's not going to serve you any good anyway. So I think that's kind of the big thing. Anybody have anything else to add?
I think those are some good tips.
Well, there you go. You got it. 2013 in a nutshell.
Or tell us what yours are.
Well, I kind of talked about the mobile friendly. And I guess the
not yours. I meant the listeners. I'm done listening to you, Dave.
Oh, tell us. Well, you pointed at me. That's why I got confused.
Sorry.
I was like, you said, tell us what yours are. Right?
You're like,
lady,
I was
if you could see this, it's pandemonium. So, yeah, tell us in the comments what you think is going to be big for your business or just across the board in terms of marketing this year. We'd love to hear what you're thinking and what's going on. As always, you know, it's important to us to hear what you guys think. And also let us know, you know, what you want us to cover this year, too. Like, what stories do you want us to hear talk about? What conversations should we be focusing in on? Yeah, what beer should we drink? Please let us know that. And so that's the Speakeasy Marketing Roundtable for today. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye now.